Olam's sweetest friends. This year is Chus for Reb Jeremy Warnick Shlita, who encouraged me to give these series of Shiurim in the Sasemes. It's Chus for he and his family. We're going to start with the second piece in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, 1871, when the Sasemes was all of 23 years old, approximately. Just became Rebbe. Sitting Friday night with the Chassidim, and he said as follows: "Sefer Kedushas Levi, Hikshechay Maschim Achodesh Hazeh." Rashi starts off famous mimer Rav Yitzchok, why did the Torah start from Reishis? It should have started from Achol Eshes Elachem, from the first mitzvah. If the Goyim say you captured Eretz Yisrael illegally, you're thieves, like they say until this very day, we can say no, Hashem created the world and Hashem gave it to us. That's why it starts with Bereishis. But ask Rav Yitzchok of Berditchev, what's the Havamina B'chlam? How can you start from Achol Eshes Eh? Torah has to start with a Beis. We know from Chazal, Gracious Rabba, Torah start with a beis. Last I checked, HaChodesh doesn't start with a beis. So what's the Havamina to start with a beis? V'yesh lomar, ki ma shemaschu beveis, kama shekasu bemedrash l'shem bracha, halavai sheyiskayim, v'gam keneged beis olamas, v'chem bezor HaKadosh, she'olu. Ha'osios, v'ashem yisbarach heshiv l'chol os, ki ein kedai le'olam hazeh v'chulei, Aval Hakushya Lios Maschil Meachodesh, he bechinas Tarish Bichsav, Vloya Mokom Hester Klal. So we're going to explain what this Vasemis means. Rav Yitzchak's Kasha was a very, very deep one. He wasn't only asking about the beginning of the Torah. He was asking about the whole world. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. The world was created al pi Torah. So the world as we see it was created by the Torah as it was given to us. From Bereishis till Zos Sabracha, according to this Seder. If the Torah would have started from Achodesh Azelachem, like Rabbi Yitzchak asked, then the world would be a different world. The whole world is only based on the Torah. And the Torah starts from Bereishis. That's the way. That's why we have the world we have. Would it start from Achodesh Elachem? Would it be missing out on the world? Chazal, there are a number of hesberim, a number of explanations given why the Torah started with the base. In the Medrash it says, in the name of Bar Kapara, because there are two worlds, this world and the next world. It also says, Beis is Lashon Bracha. In the Ekdama to the Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Aleph, Beis on the base, he relates how all the osios came, all the letters came before Hashem, and asks that the Torah start with them. And why all of them was answered that were answered that this world wasn't kedai to start with them. So we see from these chazals that this world, as we see it, is a world of teva. Hester Panim, where the godliness is covered up and we have to toil very hard to remove this fog and see the truth. Such a world, it's befitting for such a world that it should start with an Oz Beis. So Oz Beis is a sealed off letter. You see on three sides it's sealed off, only one side is open. Beis is Bracha. Beis is Miloshen Bayis. Beis Yotuf is Bayis, a house. So we put all the Hashbos, all the divine bounty that comes down, we put it into this world. To the Beis, the Bayis. So the question of Rabbi Yitzchak is, why wasn't the world created in a different way? A different world? A world that's open on all sides? A world that's not hiding, not concealing? A world that's revealing, a world that there's no need to bring the Shefa from a different place. Rather, a world that's connected to the Shoresh. Explain more. In the world, there are two Bechinas. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav are the mitzvahs. Torah Shebaal Peh is translating life into Torah, turning Olam Hazeh, toil, Parnasa, working, and making Torah from everything. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. making the Helem into Gilui, revealing godliness in everything. Shmemius Toch Haaretzius. So if the Torah would start from Chodesh Elachem, it would mean that the whole process would be switched around. We wouldn't have to bring Torah into the world of Maisa. The whole world would be Torahdik. And then Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, Mishum Koch Masa V'Yigid Lama. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala the Sod, and he gave us the power to turn all of our Maisim into Torah. Koch Masa V'Yigid Lama. That everything we do in this world can become Torahdik. So now we look back inside this Fasemis. Veshlomar ki masha maschil beveiz kamosh kosev bemedrash. Not that it starts with a beis. That it says in the Medrash, why? Because it's Lashon Bracha. Halavai sheyiskayim. This world should have Bracha. And also Keneged Beis Olamos. There are two worlds, Olam Haz and Olam Haba. Each letter was told why the world couldn't be created with it, couldn't start with it. Because this world is the world of Teva. And that's now. The question of Rabbi Yitzchak was, let's start from a Chodesh Hazeh, let's start from the Bechin of Torah Shebichsav, where everything is Ruchnis, everything is Torah, and then there wouldn't be Hester, and then Olam Hazeh would follow Torah and Mitzvahs. So again, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak asked, how can the Torah start with a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? It has to start with a Beis. The answer is, now we understand beautifully, no. The world only starts with the beis because we live in a hidden world. Rav Yitzchak's kasha was, let the world be created in a revealed way. Chodesh is Elachem, everything is Torah and Mitzvah, everything is Kedusha, everything is spirituality. We don't need this Teva. Beis is the world of Teva, beis is the sealed off world. Beis is a place where we store the hashpos, the bias, that come from above. Why shouldn't this world itself be above? The answer is koach masav rak aka or ata shekoach masav higid kanal imshel koach hatar gam boi lamateva lachin maschil beveiz. No, it has to start with the beis, the sealed world, because of koach masav higid lama. We have to bring the godliness into this world, this world of teva. By the way, that's Eretz Yisrael is the world of where we have to work, we have to be developed, like the Sfasemis says in Kisava, we have to develop Teva in Eretz Yisrael. Chasim Sofer and Sukkah Lamed Vav is a mitzvah to work on this Eretz Yisrael, even if you're learning. So the world had to be created with a beis. But the kasha was, let the world be Kulo Torah. Then the world would be missing out from everything it says until Chodesh. And so it doesn't bother us. Nakasha doesn't bother us because the world will be Kulo Torah. It will be a different world. Why make this sealed off world? And the answer is Koach Masav Higid Lamo. That through Torah and Mitzvahs, we make this world into Maisa Hashem. And therefore, Hashem wants that there to be hidden. And He wants us to be in a Gashmi world. And we're supposed to bring the Beis, we're supposed to bring the Bracha down into the world. Beis Torah Shusav and Torah Shabal Peh. We also need Torah Shabal Peh, bringing the world and translating life into Torah. Very, very deep, beautiful piece from the Holy Rebbe. We're going to continue now. Sfasemes Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Tibur Amaschil Rashi Amar of Yitzchak. Previous shtickle, the previous passage in the Sfasemis. Rashi Amar Yitzchak Leitzorach Laschil Torah LeMeachodesh Hazeh Mitzvah Rishayna Ela Koach Masav Higid. It's the first mitzvah, and the answer is Koach Masav Higid Lam Olasistam Nachlas Goyim. The power of his deeds, he told to his nation to give them Eretz Yisrael. It's very nice. You want to prove that God created the world? That's Parshas Bereishis. But what do we need all the other Parshias for? Why don't we go straight from Bereishis, where you accomplished your goal? You told us that Hashem created the world, and go skip straight to Bo. So, Pashtas Tivrei Rashi, the Goyim are going to say, listem atem, that you're thieves, and you don't have the schus to take what doesn't belong to you, because Eretz Yisrael is shayach to the seven nations. And on that, we're going to answer, no, the whole earth, the whole world is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we claim that we're the owners, because He gave it to us. That's the Pashtas, but the Sfasema says there's something much, much deeper going on. So first, we'll explain, this is Sefer Sifsei Das, very good parish in the Sfasemis. He explains, based on the Sfasemis and many Ma'amorim, that in the Torah there are two Chalokim, there's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. It doesn't just mean that there's Torah, Chamish Chamishe Torah, on one hand that's Shebichsav and Shas and Poskim. It's Bal Peh, much deeper. Torah Shebichsav is the system of Torah and Mitzvahs as it came down from Shemayim, we have to live our lives, and Torah Shebal Peh, it's our own lives. Shebichsav is the system of mitzvahs. Baal Peh is our lives. A person lives his life, has experiences, involved in his body, his family, his parnosa. And when he does it right, he turns chol into kodesh. He turns physicality into spirituality. So ma'aseh tzaddikim are Torah. Tzaddik is a walking sefer Torah, because everything he does testifies to the existence of Hashem. So that's b'chinas Torah shebaal peh, that it shows that Hashem is in our lives. Torah Shebichsav, Gwent came down from Shemayim. Torah Shebaal Peh is taking the Aretz and turning it into Shemayim. Not going from up to down, but from down to up. So even though we're talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, the foundation, Torah Shebaal Peh is already in Torah Shebichsav. The power to turn out physicality into spirituality is written in the Torah. The Avos and the Shvatim, Moshe and Aaron, all the Tzaddikim, showed us the derech. Their lives turned into Torah. That's how we live our lives, based on the way they lived, even after Matan Torah. We have to turn everything in our lives into Torah. The Avos already did it before the Torah was given. But we have to turn all our ma'asim into Torah. Look in the Sfasemis, Reitof Reish Memdala, Bin Gilas Rus and Shavuos. Another Yisod, before we understand what the Sfasem says, we find in the Zohar, Stakel Baraisu Bra'alma, God looked into the Torah and He created the world. That isn't only talking about the Maisa Bria. It's talking even about afterwards. The whole Chiyus, the life of the world, is Mischadesh every moment, even though the world is already created, but every moment it's being recreated, even though we don't see it. Yishayah Navi says, "Lento Hashemayim b'lisor aretz lemor l'tzion amiyata." It says in the Zohar Kadosh, "Al tikri ami ala imi." Tzadikei Yisrael, our partners in that Hagas Abriya. So based on this, we have to make a distinction between the Asar Ma'amaris with which the world was created and the Maisa Bereishis, which is the Koach that Hashem gave to be mekayim the world through Maisa. So it's a dun din emes. If you judge properly, Shabbos Yonam Aleph, I say by Chulu, you're nasa shutuf l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis, your partner and with Hashem in maisa bereishis. It doesn't say you're a partner Hashem in the ma'amaros, the 10 utterances with the world is created, rather maisa bereishis. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said vayas, he showed his koach that he can do something, he can make something. So to a tzaddik has koach ha'maisa, so his maisim are an hagah ba'olam. We have to understand how that works. How does a person become a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in running the world? So let's look inside the Sfas Emes. Like we read, what's the teretz about all the parashas from Bereishis till Chodesh Hazeh that we don't need for Bereishis till Mach Perish Adaver? Ki Avshikra told him it's v'sein Amar Zeh Torah Shibichsav. The Yikar Torah is for its mitzvahs, and that's Torah Shibichsav. Avol Hashem Yisbarach Ratzel Levar Ki Gam Olam Hazeh V'Chol Abriya Gam Kein Adei Kol Chatorah. Moshkasuv Bereishis Hibit B'Torah Bar Olam. Shem wants to be Mavari, wants to clarify that even this world and the whole Bria is all also through the Koach of Torah. Not only Torah is not only for mitzvahs, Torah also keeps the world going round. Hibit b'Torah bar olam, Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. V'zeh inyan Torah shebal peh. And that's the whole concept of Torah shebal peh. Shetalu b'maisa adam, it's contingent on the deeds of man. V'zeh kol ha-parashiyus m'maisa avas laharas kinasim ma'aseim Torah. You know why he had all these parashiyus? Because all of the ma'asim of the avas turned into Torah. That's koach ma'asav. The koach that Hashem gave in the ma'asav of a person, the deeds, the actions of a person, to turn that into Torah. That's why it's called ma'asav bereishis. Baal Shem Zeh, because of this, nikra ma'asav bereishis. Lagid, ki basara ma'amaris nivra olam, shegam chiyus ha'olam ha'idea Torah. 10 ma'amaris, the world was created. The chiyus ha'olam, the life of the world, vitality of the world is through Torah. After the Asara Ma'amaris, there's Ma'isa Bereishis, the constant recreating of the world by turning this world into a Torah-dika place. And the vote of a person is to be Mavara to clarify this, that Shekol Ma'isa, that every deed that he does is through the Chiyus of Hashem. When a person does his deeds based on the Koach of Torah, Lahashlim Ritzon Abore, to complete, fulfill the will of his creator, as mechade she'or shenignas ba'teva, so he renews this hidden spiritual light that's in nature, and he brings it to the fore, and he creates the world, constantly recreating the world through making the world Torah. He becomes a shut of Takarish Baruch Hu. Al zenemar, and this it says in Yeshaya and in Aleph Tezayin, v'asim d'vray b'ficha, I'll put my words in your mouth, etc. V'lisod daritz, to establish the earth, le'mor l'tzion amiyata. To say to Zion that you're my nation, don't read my nation, you're with me. She should have my Sabresh Bizar Kadash, that you're a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the my Sabresh, it says in the Zohar. Perish Tzion wa nakuda sheyesh b'chol dover rishim avoyis lizkor shumei Hashem Yisbarach. Lemor l'tzion, Tzion is a mark. Tzion. Like Shara, it's not Shara Tzion, Zion, it's Shara Tzion. A mark. So that's the Nekudas HaChiyus HaPnimis, Tzion and Tzion are the same thing. That's that point of Chiyus, that's Machaya the whole Bria. When a Jew is Oymer L'Tzion, when he remembers that everything is B'koyach, HaChefetz HaAloki, everything comes from Hashem, when he relates everything, the Borei, so he becomes a Shutav L'Hanhagas HaOlam. So now the Kashav Rav Yitzchak, and the dialogue between Yisrael and the nations have a completely new meaning. Chelik of Torah Shebichsav, the heavenly mitzvahs that were brought down to earth, starts from Achodesh Zelachem. But all the parashiyos from Achodesh Zelachem, from Bereishis till Achodesh Zelachem, are Ma'isavus, the Ma'isim of the Tzaddikim turning this world into Torah. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, why do we have to write this part of the Torah? And he answered, no, if the Goyim say, why is the world run by the Jewish people? Why are they partners? The secret plan of the Jewish people to overtake the world, to run the world, we already do it. Every time we do a mitzvah, we're running the world. We're manigas ha'olam. We're giving koach to the world. Whenever we show that a God is with us, we make the world a more godly place. It's not just about the ma'aseh bereishis, the asara ma'amaris. Show that, oh, God did the original Ma'aseh Bria. No, everything is Torah in the world to this day. Koach Ma'aseh Higi Lam, only we have the Koach HaTorah. We have this Koach to be Davik B'Tzion, to this point of Chiyus HaPnimis in the Bria, this godly spark within this, all this Teva that we see, all this nature. And therefore, Koach Ma'aseh Higi Lam, Ulos Islam Nachal Goyim. So we can get this Nachlas Goyim, this portion of the nations. So we're Makasher everything. We connect everything to Hashem. And this Nachla doesn't have borders. Like it says, Sasem writes, Vaidezeh. Uachiyus Shemachaya Kol Dover. This is the chiyus that gives life to everything. That's Tziyam. Vadam Adavik Benakuda Zu. A person is Dovik, and this Nakuda of Tziyam we call Chiyus Anim Shechachar Zos Anakuda. And all of his chiyus, all of his vitality follows this Nakuda. He becomes a Shut of Takarish Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereshis. Vaidezeh Losesem Nachla Zgoyim. Shenachla B'Lim Tzarim. Through this, we're zochet to the Nachlas Goyim. That's the pasuk that Yitzchak quotes in Tehillim. Since Koach Masa V'Gid La'amo, the Koach of Hashem's Ma'isim, he told his nation, meaning that we have our Koach to make everything into Torah. Memela, we get this Nachlas Goyim. This inheritance of the nations, which is a Nachla B'Lim Tzarim. It's limitless. What's limited? Teva, nature. But the moment we are in this world of spirituality, there are no limitations. That's what the Sfasema says. If you're Makash, if you connect the world of nature to the Koach HaPol, to the power that made it, so then the Teva, this nature, cannot be Mastir, cannot hide the Koach HaKedusha. So the Sfasemis, all of his Ma'amarim are all hiding secrets of Kabbalah. We just learned the very Pshat level. But even on the Pshat level, very, very beautiful idea. But the Sfasemis asked, what about all the other Parshias? Why do we need all the other Parshias? And the answer is to show the world that the whole world is Torah. All the Maisim of the Avos were Torahdik. And the Mela, not only Maisa Bereshis is from Hashem, but all of them are from Hashem. All of the world is from Hashem, and we're his partners, because we do our ma'isim al pitara. Mela, we can't start from the pure mitzvahs of Achodesh Azelachem. Everything has to turn into Torah, and that's what gives us the schus in Eretz Yisrael. Say Islam nachlas goyim, nachla b'lim etzarim. That we live in a world where there's no teva, and therefore there are no limits. There are no limits on what the Jewish people can do. In the end, Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim is going to spread to Damascus, and Eretz Yisrael to the whole world is Chazal like that. Because we're living in the world of Ruchnias, there are no borders. And we got that in the Schus of showing that everything is Torah. And then we're able to exceed all boundaries, live in this Ruchniastic world. Beautiful. Okay, sweetest friends, then to Ma'amarim. The Holy Sfasemis, obviously there's so much more to do, so we hope to continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.